You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Hi, on today's show, we're going to be discussing some of the common questions and issues that I often hear while speaking or working with my clients around the country. We all have some of the same core challenges to deal with, and I hope that some of these discussions will shed some light on some issues for you. We all know that running a successful business is hard, and it's a lot harder than you probably thought it was when you first started. Endless issues that come up daily. Some are big and have a big impact, and some are small. The trick is, and with experience this comes, the ability to know what is big and what is small. Knowing those differences will determine your impact as a leader. Let's agree that most of us got into business because we were, as Michael Gerber from his book, The E-Myth, says, we're technicians. And what he means is, you have the skills to actually do the technical work that your company advertises. This is really common. The problem, as Mr. Gerber states it, is just because you know how to do the technical work in a business doesn't mean you know how to run a business that does that technical work. And again, this is an age-old problem. Just look around. Most of the people you do business against, in other words, your competition, were former technicians in that trade. And I'd bet a month of paychecks you were too. It's an age-old problem, but the technician, here's how it works. The technician working is working for a company, and he gains all these skills needed to do the work, and he thinks he can do the same thing that his boss is doing and make all the money himself. So he runs out and starts his own shop, and this is where we are today. In fact, I'll submit to you, this is where we've been for a long, long time. Lots of technicians running businesses just like a technician, not a business leader who guides and directs a growing and profitable business. Two different guys. Some technicians do the hard work to learn these new skills and manage a business, and they do quite well, while sadly others continue to hit the wall of unpreparedness. The results of not running your business correctly show up in many, many ways. And then some of the common things that I see, and I'm sure you've seen, is little or no growth year after year. Company is stagnant. High employee turnover. Just can't keep people. Management tends to blame people for most every failure. It's always their fault, never my fault. Lots of complaining and blaming of others. I hear statements like, I can't find good people, or I can't keep good people. Does any of that sound familiar to you? Well, if so, congratulations. You're normal. Even though the deck is stacked against the technician who starts their own business, some do, again, ultimately make it. They learn what they need to know, and they begin to make changes necessary to make the business work. Most of these changes are made within themselves. They attend classes and business seminars. They seek out other successful business owners, and they drop that pride, and ask advice. And they may simply observe and mimic others. One of the best pieces of advice I can give you as an owner or a manager who wants to learn how to run your business better is to join and meet together with other non-competing business owners in neighboring or surrounding cities. I'd suggest you meet for a few days twice a year. I've hosted several of these meetings over the years, and I'm currently the moderator for several groups, and can report to you without hesitation the information that you will gain from your peers can be found nowhere else. If you go to a trade show, if you go to a dealer meeting of any kind, you all know the information that you're getting is filtered, and most of it's not even close to true. When you join these other groups, you'll begin to have and build relationships with other dealers, and with those relationships comes honesty and openness. That's the magic. You will find that you're not alone, and other business owners are dealing with many of, or most of, the same issues that you're dealing with. This fact alone empowers you to do better. There is power in the group, and you will get better just by being around others that do what your business does. The magic of accountability and peer pressure is at work when you join these, what often is called mastermind groups or mixed groups. To find out more about these groups, call your territory manager and see if they know of any groups available that you can join. Or you can look up national or regional trade shows that may offer you a seat at one of the upcoming groups. Do what it takes, though, to find out about these groups and make your way to each and every meeting. And after you attend just one, I promise you, you will never want to miss another one. They are that powerful and that impactful. As a moderator of these groups, let me discuss some of the more common themes that I hear the owners of these groups, and it goes something like this, and I'm sure you've heard them. I can't find good people, I can't keep good people, or I want to grow, but I've hit an invisible wall, you know, those types of comments. And let me discuss some of those. When I hear an owner say that they can't find good people, I ask them some questions like, well, is it your expectation that qualified people will just show up and say, hey, hire me? Or are you waiting for someone qualified to answer your help wanted ad? The conversation will usually go towards something like, I can't find these young people who want to work anymore, or our industry just isn't as attractive to good people anymore. Something like that.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.